You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, we hope you're happy. It's Friday, especially for those of you working Monday through Friday. You know, with that in mind, whenever I bring that up, it's always like, oh, work's a drag. Well, thank God for the work he gives us to give us resources to provide for our families and those that we support, and whether through generosity to nonprofits or otherwise. But a few weeks ago when Brian Cochran and I were talking about generosity, one of the things that came up is as we practice being good stewards of the resources we're given and let others see that, you know, we're giving generously and not in a flaunting type of way, but practicing something that more specifically that our family and our kids or other people we're mentoring see that and can learn from it. And with us again, president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran, joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian, we want to revisit that, especially when it comes to teaching generosity to our kids. What kind of information would you include other than what we shared a couple weeks ago?
Well, I would start by saying maybe the only thing better than living a generous life is to leave a generous legacy. And we can do that by training the young people in our lives, whether it could be our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, maybe children in our church that we teach through Bible school and things like that. Just we have so many opportunities to influence the next generation. And you know, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I can't think of another way a child should go than to be generous. And generosity, as we often talk about, Steve, isn't just giving your money. It's a lifestyle. It's a spirit of generosity that we want to instill and then spread like a virus in our community. Our own Kaylee Judge wrote this outstanding blog post on this topic of how you can teach generosity to kids.
Yeah, and you'll find that it's no cost to go check it out at johnmoore.com under the Insights tab. I'll tell you, Brian, this week I was listening to the news and hearing that the United States had reached a new debt mark at $40 trillion. And I think it mentioned, the average debt of an American is somewhere between $100,000 and $300,000. That's included in that $40 trillion. I actually thought about the legacy my dad left, and I've changed a lot of my habits as far as stewardship of what I have more, you know, in the more recent years. And actually, as you're reading that scripture, he was teaching me as a child, not directly, maybe there's some little pearls of wisdom he gave, but through his action, and how true that scripture is when they grow old, and how much I've reflected more as I've aged, to how to be a better steward of what God has. But when Dad graduated to heaven, you know, he left, enough to take care of Mom, which was so important. That I think was the biggest. It was so honoring, and I was thinking about it this week and thinking, thanks, Dad. So it does have an impact, even if you may be practicing good things and wondering, are the kids not watching? They're watching, and whether it's now or later, they'll get it, and God willing, they'll you're not just sharing it with your kids, you're sharing it potentially with generations. Any more on that, Brian?
Well, I would say that sharing you're talking about isn't just formal instruction. You know, so much of what we pick up from our parents isn't because they sat us across the dinner table and gave us a one-hour lecture. You know, I have two sons. I can actually tell you that's probably the worst way to convey anything to them, because about 15 seconds into that, they shut down and start thinking about something else. But what we often say is more is caught than taught. Your kids will catch more than you will teach them. And so how we live our lives, how we carry ourselves, you know, are you generous in spirit with your spouse? Are you generous with your children? Are you generous with your neighbors? Are you someone, and that doesn't mean you show them the checkbook line by line and say, look how much we gave. It's just, what do they see you do? as your kids get older, I think there is room for conversations. You know, I talk about our giving with our children. Our children know how much our family gives, where we give, why we've given there, and maybe most importantly, what we don't do with our money so that we have capacity to give. You know, there's things we could be doing with our money for lifestyle choices, vacations, cars, a bigger house, but we intentionally choose not to do those things because we experience the joy of generosity instead. And that's a choice we make every year. And so I think there is room for those conversations, but one thing you might check with yourself is, am I hiding my generosity from my children because I don't feel comfortable talking about money? Am I sharing my generosity openly, or at least am I letting them witness my generosity? And if someone were to ask my children or my grandchildren, is your mother, is your father generous? What would they say? So I think it's a great challenge for parents to think about, not just am I being generous because it's the right thing to do in my life, but am I being generous so that my children will also be generous, that they'll catch that from me?
Yeah. And I'll say it again, practice makes permanent. And Brian, you mentioned showing the checkbook line by line. It's not just about financial generosity. Do you want to touch on that a little bit and how other ways of showing generosity and practicing that will leak into and influence how you handle financial resources?
Yeah, we often talk about generosity and time, talents, and treasure. Most people have heard that. But it's awesome. It's just the way we live. You know, if there's a contractor at your house and there's a problem and your children watch you interact with that person, are you generous with that person or are you cruel and demanding? You know, things like that. And there's lots of opportunities to practice this and bring it into the family. Kaylee listed some of these in her blog post, such as have the children help choose the organizations you support. So they don't have their own money to give, but can they be part of the conversation? Maybe you go and serve together as a family. Some of my favorite memories of my children when they were young is we would go to Roadrunner Food Bank and sort food. And I can remember my son, who's now 6'6", sitting in a box full of cans, and he would hand the cans out to me and be like, "Dad, this one's got this one's expired. Throw it away, Dad." Or, "Look at this one. It's got a dent. I think we have to throw this one out." And we would laugh about it and we had fun. But we would talk also about why we're doing this and who are the people in need in our community that we can help. Setting aside a portion of like birthdays or allowance money for giving. So starting to slowly teach them what it's like to prioritize generosity. Just the annual family giving conversations, kind of what I was talking about before, can be helpful. But then just looking for opportunities, have them, create a radar that's out looking, "Hey, I see our neighbor is recovering from an injury or a surgery. Maybe we can go mow their lawn for them." You know, those are little acts of generosity that don't cost you anything but time. And those are the lessons that the kids will take with them. So your neighbors, your friends, or just strangers, who can we help and serve in a way that is Christ-like? And so I think the opportunities here are great. I'm in the world of money. That's where I work. So a lot of this comes down to financial, but it doesn't have to cost anything. It doesn't have to be a money conversation. And for younger children, it's actually more appropriate to show through behavior and character building, rather than money. And they get older, you can start to instill the financial part of it. So it can be a lot of fun and it can create a culture of generosity within your family.
Yeah. And Brian, for those who would speak about their, time, talent, and treasure, but speak about maybe more on the treasure part where they're saying, "Well, I have my investments and then I have areas where I practice generosity." Might generosity be considered an investment?
Oh, absolutely. And the Lord does reward generosity. I'm not talking about a prosperity gospel, but it's an investment in eternity, because generosity is often an investment in relationships. We like to say relationships are the currency of eternity. That's what will go with us when we're gone. We don't get to keep the money, but the relationships and our impact on the people around us lasts. And so I think there's a huge return on investment when it comes to generosity, even if it's not a direct financial return like we think of when we invest in stocks and bonds and money markets and things like that.
Yeah. Well, some great insight. Yes, I'll do that on purpose this week. As we head to the end of our conversation, I do want to aim again the listener to johnmoore.com, the insights tab, where you'll find that piece by Kaylee Judge. It's titled Teaching Generosity to Kids. But of course, the Insights tab has, it's a searchable engine there where you can just put in the word generosity and see several different areas that you can learn and grow and practice and hopefully be prepared to leave a legacy of generosity for those you love and see God do a work not only through you, but through generations that are witnessing some of the things we're talking about. Brian, as always, appreciate your time and look forward. Hey, next week, let's expand a little bit, a full hour next week for our Friday Financial Update. Looking forward to having you in.
Absolutely. That's always one of my favorite times of the month, is sitting with you, Steve. So I look forward to it.
Likewise. And thank you so much for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.